Yamuna was lying there, supine, on a mat. She was naked except for a towel covering her private parts. Her belly had been pasted with cow dung, and on top of it there was an earthen lamp burning. I stood perplexed. Babu covered it with a round vessel.
Leave it alone. Let it suck.
I was afraid to see Yamuna lying thus. She seemed dead, arms outstretched and eyes closed. I went to her and covered her breasts with my upper cloth.
Yamuna, get up. I want to go home. I want to go to sleep.
Come on, get out of here.
I was lifted by the school teacher and carried outside. Babu came out.
All right, you can go away now.
The school teacher muttered something and from his shirt pocket drew out some money and placed it in his hand. I thought I heard him say he would go home, catching a train the next day, and that tonight he would stay in my hometown. When he mentioned its name...
Please take me there.
Shut up!
He went away, flashing his torch in the dark. It was like a bad dream. I don't remember when I slept. It was a clear, bright morning when I woke up. I wondered where I was and how I'd got here. It was disgusting. A hen pecking at dirt in the courtyard and the sour smell of palm toddy. And there was vomit where the hen pecked. A boy of my age in a dirty shirt and knickers, his head cropped, was running about the courtyard. And now he pulled down his knickers and drew pictures with his squirting piss. He whistled as he did so and afterwards began to chase a chicken. Finally, he caught it and hurried into the house. I was fascinated by the way he caught it, the strange, pitiful sounds it made. After some time, it let out a shriek which went through me like a shudder. Yamuna came out staggering, her hands on the wall for support. She seemed very pale and much smaller. She began to cry when she saw me. I went to her and held her in my arms.
You can rest here for a while.
But Yamuna didn't even look at him. She walked dizzily, holding my hand. I was very happy to go back home. When Barbu's hut was out of sight, I noticed bloodstains on Yamuna's fading sari.
Yamuna, you are bleeding.
There was blood dripping on the ground, leaving a trail where we walked. She sank down to the ground. I sat with her and wondered whether I should run up and get some water. Some time later, she opened her eyes. She said nothing. In the distance, I saw Shastri and a few Brahmin youths of the village coming towards us. I prodded Yamuna.
Get up, they are coming. Let's go.
She didn't reply.
Let's go, Yamuna. I'll take you to my mother. She'll help you.
I'm too tired, my child. You go with them.
Don't you see? They're coming after you, Yamuna. Please get up.
It doesn't matter, darling. Let them come.
She caressed my cheek and kept muttering.
Let them come. Let them come.
And they came closer. Yamuna sat there with her head still bent.
They'll take you to your parents, my son. Don't cry.
Now they had crowded around us. I held Yamuna tightly. Her hand ran along my back. Then Shastri pulled me away.
Yamuna! Yamuna!
Yamuna, I cried. But her eyes were uplifted, remote.